Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the 102nd episode of Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering and is also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, I'm excited with the opportunity to get to know Samantha. Hey, Samantha, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Pam?
Good, good. I'm glad it's a Saturday. It's time for a little relaxation and a little kickback, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit.
Me too.
So to get us started, can you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Okay, my name is Samantha. You call me Sam. I currently live in the California area in San Francisco Bay Area. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Basically, I spend most of my days doing homework. I'm a full-time student at a university out here called Argosy University of San Francisco Bay Area. I'm studying psychology, and I also work full-time as a caregiver for a company out here called Home Instead for the elderly people.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you're really busy.
Yeah, I try to keep busy.
So you're originally from Philadelphia, so what made you decide to move from the East Coast to the West Coast?
My husband, he works for the Department of Defense, and he got a pretty good job offer out here. So we decided to pack our bags and move out here.
Was that...
Oh, that was about a year ago, a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm. How do you like it? Because I understand there's a big difference between the East Coast and the West Coast.
I love it out here. I'm not much of a snow person. So Pennsylvania, of course, has all four seasons. And out here, we only really have sun. So, I mean, occasionally we'll have a rainy season, they call it out here. But it's pretty sunny and I love it. It's warm mostly all the time. So.
Yeah, I'm from New York, so yeah, we have all four seasons, and it's finally starting to become spring here, so I'm excited.
Yes, me too. Well, we're already kind of hot here, but I talked to my East Coast friends, and they're all happy that it's warm, too.
Yeah. So what do you hope to do with psychology?
Well, I'm almost done my bachelor's degree right now, so I'm going to be going right into my master's program in marriage and family counseling. I want to get my degree in that, so I have goals of working with children with autism, possibly, or anything that involves maybe traumatic events with children, and I also would like to work with individuals that have a substance abuse problem. And then when I get older, maybe more into my career, I want to go into become a forensic psychologist. I have a really, really interesting, I'm real interested in learning about the criminal mind, so a little
excited. Any particular reason why? I mean, is it why that's always interested you?
I'm not sure. I just grew up watching a lot of crime shows. I love watching true crime and like CSI and Criminal Minds, and I just really am interested in, you know, why people do such horrible things, because the human mind, a very complex piece of work, so I'm kind of interested in learning more about it.
Yeah, and it also sounds like you want to be in the helping profession.
Yes, I love helping people.
You know, that sounds like that's very common amongst people who stutter, especially women who stutter. Do you think your stuttering history has anything to do with your choice of work?
I think definitely, because just the fact that I always felt different, and because of that feeling, I've always been more understanding of others with a disability. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of giving me maybe the drive to help others that have difficulties in their life, other than stuttering with, you know, whatever else people may have. I really like helping them try to overcome it or, you know, deal with it in a more positive way.
Okay. How long have you stuttered since?
I have been stuttering since ever really I spoke. It's a mild cut right now, but when I was younger, it was pretty more severe than I have it now.
Did you participate in speech therapy when you were a kid?
Yes, I did. I was raised by my grandparents. I lived with my grandparents when I was 4, and when I was about to start kindergarten, I guess I was 5 almost, my grandma noticed my speech kind of wasn't too good, so she didn't know I stuttered. She didn't know what my problem was, so she just didn't want me to get made fun of in school because, you know, little kids, they can be mean and not really know what they're doing. So she took me to a speech therapist when I was very small, and I don't really remember much about that, but when I started elementary school, then I began speech therapy in school until I was almost in high school, so until 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. And what type of speech therapy was that? I mean, did you work on fluency shaping techniques?
I don't think we actually did. I just remember doing a lot of, like, my therapist would give me a lot of words to pronounce. Like, I had a problem with S's and Z's when I was a child, so he would just have me talk a lot with, you know, S's and Z words. And then when I got into middle school, he had me, she had me call people on the phone randomly from the phone book, which I didn't like too much, but I don't think it really helped me much. I really hated therapy when I was in school, though.
Mm. Have you done it as an adult?
No, I kind of gave up on the therapy and just tried things my own. I kind of just lived with it, I guess you could say, because I didn't know until recently that there were so many people that stuttered, and I didn't even know it was a disability until last month. So I just kind of figured, you know, not many people stutter, and I'll just kind of live with it and work on it my own.
Interesting that you mentioned the word disability. Do you think that stuttering is a disability?
Well, I guess it is, because to me, disability isn't a bad thing. It's just a difficulty someone has. And since now we're classified as a disability, I think people can maybe take it more seriously and know that, you know, people that stutter isn't just, you know, something weird. It's something that we have to deal with and that, you know, we have to go to therapy and work on it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Do you think that your stuttering disables you?
It used to, but now I've totally changed my point of view on it. I mean, it's been a while that I've been kind of like, because I was very quiet as a child, so I think I missed out on a lot as a kid because of my stuttering. My stuttering made me very shy and timid as a kid, so I didn't have many friends. So, you know, I have dreams of becoming a dancer, so I never really pursued that as a child. But as I got older and I just kind of just said, you know, whatever, kind of like F it. I just, you know, I was like, whatever, I speech, you know, my speech isn't good, whatever, I don't care anymore. So after I started that attitude, I've been more outgoing and I force myself to talk in situations that I normally wouldn't like to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. It sounds like you've developed a lot of self-confidence along the way.
Yes, very.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned also that when you were little, that you really wanted to be a dancer, but you didn't pursue that.
Yeah.
Dancing doesn't involve a lot of talking, so I guess I don't kind of get that.
Well, I guess the fact that I had to talk to people and interact, I think, was the scary part for me. Because even though you're just dancing, I still have to talk to other kids. Mm-hmm. And I got to talk to the instructors and interact with them. And I just was very shy. I didn't like crowded places, I guess you could say. I didn't like being in crowds of people. And I just didn't like my kids my own age really that much. Because I felt like they were always judging me for how I spoke and So that caused me not to be around people much. But, like, older people, actually, I like to be around better than young people. I felt more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely relate to what you said about being shy and quiet as a kid, and I was like that too, and I didn't have very many friends because it was hard to make friends because, like you, I was always afraid that, you know, when I spoke I'd be made fun of, and I didn't want to take the risk of being judged, so it seemed like it was easier to just be quiet and not talk much.
Yeah, exactly.
And and boy, do I regret that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely makes it hard to be outgoing and social and have a lot of friends when you're afraid to talk.
Yeah, you know, you have to communicate with each other, so that's a big key to making friends.
Yep, it definitely is. It definitely is. Now, have you ever met another person who stutters in person?
No, actually, I haven't. First time I actually met someone who stutters was last month when I went to my first support group of stutterers. So.
Mm.
I mean, I might have met someone when I was younger, but I just don't remember. I've met others that had trouble speaking, but not stuttering. It was more like they just had trouble saying, I don't know, I think some pronunciation or something. But I never met anyone that stuttered, you know, like me or any, like, other kind of severe kind. So it was very interesting for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what brought you to a stuttering support group a month ago for the first time?
I don't know, for some reason, I was online, and I've always been searching for the reason why I stutter, which I think I have my own theory. So while searching for this, and I was like, well, maybe I'll do some more research on stuttering. So then I started doing more research, and I found the National Association website, and then I was like, oh, well, I didn't know about this. And I started exploring it, and then I found out there were support groups in my area, and it was only 10 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
So then I was super excited. I never knew there was so much support for people who stutter. I thought, you know, no one cared much. So it was really overwhelming feeling for me.
What was it like when you walked in the door and went to that first meeting?
It was just very overwhelming. I really wanted to cry because I never met anyone who really understands what I go through. So just sitting there talking to the others and how some of them were so sad. And then, you know, they all were different ages. There's one guy who was younger than me, I think. And then there was an older man who was in his 80s, I think.
Oh, wow.
And he was so nice, and they really appreciate my stories because I'm a real positive person. So I was trying to, you know, give my little bit of my own insights on how we all can try to control our speech or just have a better, healthier attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really overwhelming for me. I was so happy.
Are you planning to go back again?
Yeah, as long as my homework doesn't interfere. I miss this month's meeting because of papers and all that, but I am going to be probably going again. I have good contact with the group leader, so I keep in contact with him and I let him know if I'm going to come again or not.
Oh, good. Good. That's really important, and I've noticed that you're really active in some of the online stuttering support groups. How did you find that? How did you find the Facebook groups?
I just looked up stuttering, and then they popped up, and I've been pretty active in the stuttering arena, and I like that one better than – I can't really keep up with everybody, so I just pick one group, and I focus a lot on them, so – it's been really fun because I didn't start interacting until I noticed I had messages from people on my Facebook asking me about my speech, and so I started talking to them, and then I started, you know, checking out the discussions and then starting my own discussions, and a lot of people have been privately messaging me and telling me how, you know, how much I've influenced them and that I've been inspirational. So that's been really, really great feeling that I'm helping others a little bit, at least.
Yeah. I'm sure that's got to be a wonderful feeling to get that kind of feedback from other people. And I've noticed that most of your posts and your comments are very positive.
Yeah, I try to keep it positive because I know I see a lot of people who are, they just post some sad things, and I don't like seeing people, you know, put themselves down. So I try, because I've been there before, of course. I know exactly how they feel. So just knowing how exactly how I feel, I want them to try to, you know, try to be happier, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you have your, you have a theory on what caused your stuttering. What do you think caused it or brought it on or started it?
Well, I was a premature baby. I was only a pound when I was born. I was 3 months premature. So I've watched another documentary once because I work with Alzheimer's patients. And one time my client, you were looking at a documentary about the brain, and it had a full section about premature infants, and that it was talking about the effects that can cause, that can be caused by a premature baby and, you know, when they're an adult. And one of the causes can be speech, and it can be other learning disabilities, which I used to have a learning disability when I was younger too, at reading. So, and then I did more research, and my mother was heavily into drugs, so that's what maybe caused my premature, because my mother was, I'm not sure what she was taking while I was born, but my father told me she was taking possibly a drug called methadone, which I think is a kind of drug that takes an addict off of heroin, which she was a heroin addict. So I'm not sure if that has something to do with me being premature, but it also has effects on the brain. And when you're born 3 months premature, your brain isn't developed fully. And so that could have caused something to do with my side of the brain where I speak from, possibly. So, I mean, I don't know a definite, if it's a definitely answer, but it could be a possible one. I don't have any other people in my family who stutter but me, so, you know, I can't think of anything else that could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any other challenges as a baby, being so premature and having only weighed a pound? I mean, were there other challenges that you overcame?
Just basically when I began to be in school, I had a learning disability with reading. I was always a year below my grade, my teacher said. So that was a little bit hard with learning a little bit. And I'm not like slow, but it just took me a while to understand some things when I was younger, like math and science. I'm horrible at. So that was the only problem. Otherwise, I was a pretty healthy baby as a child, so I was pretty lucky not to be brain dead or have any other lung problems or heart problems, because that's another big negative thing that could happen to a premature baby, that can have heart and lung problems too. So I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, and if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I'll be 26 next Friday, so my birthday's next week.
All right. Well, early happy birthday.
Thank you.
So that was, you know, 26 years ago. I mean, and technology certainly has changed, but I can't imagine, you know, being just a pound when you were born 26 yeah. years ago. That's just, it seems so scary and seems so fragile.
Yeah. I was raised, my dad told me I was below 12 inches long. I could fit in the baby doll clothes and baby doll little coaches.
Oh, wow.
Very small.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a half-sister. We have different fathers, but I still call her just my sister. I don't like saying half, but my sister, I think she's almost 30. I can't keep up with her age sometimes, but we're pretty close, too.
Mm-hmm. How was she when you were stuttering a lot more as a kid?
Well, me and her kind of weren't real close when I was younger, but when I was around her, I did live with her for a little bit when I got out of high school. She never really said anything about my stuttering. She never really judged me, or we never really spoke about it. It was just kind of a normal thing. It was what Sam did, so... That's what I just how I spoke, I guess. So she never really said anything about it.
But you kind of got the impression that she was definitely supportive of who you were, how you spoke. Yeah.
She was very supportive. I kind of, like, around family, I'm very comfortable, so if I stutter, they don't care, usually. I mean, they don't even mind at all, but they never say, my dad might tell me to slow down, but, otherwise, they're all pretty supportive of my speech.
Mm-hmm. What about other people, like friends or, you said you had a hard time when you were younger, making friends, but did you have any difficulties with kids being mean and making fun of you?
I did feel like people did make fun of me in elementary school, but I never really was sure. But I know in high school I had a little bit of a bad moment. I was, my locker, someone wrote on their donkey, which I don't know if that was towards me, but to me it was like, oh no, you know, I sound like a donkey, so that's why they're calling me donkey. So I never used my locker ever again for the rest of my 4 years of high school because of that. I no one directly came up to me and ever made fun of me, but I always, you know, I always have them insecurities that people are talking behind my back or looking at me weird when maybe they weren't. But my, the friends I did have in school, they always just accepted me for me because I had a really good personality, and I always did when I was younger because of how I was raised. So after someone gets to know me, then I don't think they really care about my stuttering. And even now, a lot of my new friends I've made out here in California, they might notice it, but they don't really say anything about it. And I have actually told them now about it, and they never even, like, were concerned about it. They're like, oh, okay, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I never even really noticed you stuttered. I was like, oh, okay.
Do you find that you, ever have to convince people that you really do stutter?
Well, now I kind of do, because it's like I've made some videos online, and some people comment and tell me how fluent I am and all this. I'm like, well, it's because I'm just talking to a camera, but if I'm in this, you know, a very stressful situation, it's a whole different story. And or if I'm really excited about a topic and I'm talking super fast, then I'll usually get stuck and stutter and get all crazy with my speech. But I tell people, I'm usually really relaxed, so that's why I don't stutter all the time. But I do, I swear.
Now, the reason that I ask that is that sometimes I've been asked that too, because sometimes I'll be really fluent, or I'll be switching words and stuff. And you know, when I mention to somebody that I stutter, they'll be like, no, you don't, or what are you talking about, or you know, or then they'll say something like, well, I stutter too sometimes. And you know, I don't think they really understand what it's like to really stutter. So I just wondered if you'd experienced that, because I certainly have in the past, where I almost feel like I'm like having to say to people, yeah, I stutter, honest.
Yeah, I have to do that. And, you know, the comment about people think they stutter, but I'm like, no, you don't stutter. You might stumble on your words, but that isn't stuttering. It's a totally different experience.
Right. And it's funny how people will say that. I think they say it like meaning to be kind and meaning to be empathetic, but you're right. It's two completely different things.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you've done a couple of videos, so, you know, I've already mentioned that I have to give you big props for being so confident and outgoing as you've been. Why have you been so willing to put yourself out there like that and make a couple of videos for the stuttering community?
I guess I'm just trying to inspire people and share my own experience, because I know I've done a lot of different self-help groups of other things besides stuttering, and I'm all about self-helping myself because I'm in the psychology field. So I've been learning a lot about different things to help others with treatments of all kinds of problems, and I just really am like an open book, and I feel like if I can, you know, tell people how I've overcome my stuttering, or I'm not really overcome it, but I've just need to accept it and live my life and be happy, then I'm trying to have other people try to steal light, kind of, you know, to know that they, you know, that they can speak and that they shouldn't just avoid everything in their life just because they stutter. I mean, I did that and I really regret some things that, you know, I didn't do as a child. And now I'm trying to kind of do it now. So I'm hoping my videos kind of, you know, inspire people to try to just get out there and not care what people think, really. Because people, I don't think, really do care much. As we think people do.
Right, right. I think that we build it up much bigger in our head that, you know, we're concerned about other people's reactions and their perceptions, and we're so quick to think that, oh my God, what are they thinking about us? When, just like you said, in all actuality, they're probably not thinking anything. They've got their own agenda.
Yeah, and I have to work on that every day because, you know, I have trouble ordering food. It's like a whole awful process I go through in my head. But, you know, I think, oh, what if the cashier thinks I'm stupid or something? But then I have to level myself down and say, no, they don't. Just relax and you'll do fine. So it's hard.
Yeah, we do a lot of self-talk in our in our minds, huh?
Yeah, it's like coaching.
Yeah. Which is a good skill for you to have if you're going to be a psychologist. That's really a good skill to have, to be able to turn negative self-talk into positive self-talk.
Yeah, and actually I've learned that from, 'cause I used to have really bad self-esteem in my looks, not just my stuttering, but I had really bad problems with my self-image. So I've done a lot of work. Like, it took me a long time to be able to feel happy in my own body. So from learning that kind of self-help, I've applied it to my speech, helping me feel confident in myself, because, you know, you gotta be confident in yourself. If not, then it's gonna affect your work and your whole life. So it's been helping me a lot.
Right. Right. Wow. It sounds like you're really into, like, the, you know, being happy with your whole self is what's really important. You know, talking about your self-image and self-appearance and how we look, it is all tied into how we feel about ourselves and what we believe about ourselves.
Yeah, I believe when you feel confident, then you give out a confident kind of radiance about yourself. So not just, you don't have to look beautiful, but if you're confident, then it makes you feel like you're beautiful or whatever you want to feel. And I think that really helps everybody in all kinds of different disabilities or problems that they might have in their life.
Yeah, I think that's really an important point that you bring up, because I think a lot of women who stutter definitely feel self-conscious, and I think that some women feel like stuttering takes away from their femininity a little bit.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, you know, because women tend to tie so much of our self-image and our self-worth into how we look and how we sound and how the world perceives us. I sometimes think that women who stutter have a harder time managing our feelings and beliefs about it than men might.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that, and I think that's really true.
Yeah, I don't know if men would necessarily think that that's true.
Maybe not.
But I definitely think that self-esteem and stuttering is you know, goes hand in hand with us women who stutter, and, you know, again, how we think and believe and feel about ourselves.
Yeah, this world's very kind of just focused on looks, I think. I've done a lot of research on the media and how it portrays women's images, so I feel like, you know, women, we have so much pressure to look a certain way. And then with us stutterers, then we have that on top of it, and just very difficult to handle. So I've been trying to fix that with myself. So that's kind of how I got a lot of my confidence, is by working at it.
Well, it definitely sounds it. And it definitely sounds like your positive positivity really can have an influence on other people. And I loved the way that you phrased that a couple seconds back. You called it a confident radiance. And, you know, I think that's a really cool way to describe how you present yourself to the world. Mm-hmm. If you're confidently radiant, people are going to notice you.
Yeah.
And they're going to react to you positively and confidently as well. I think people take their cues on how to act around us from how we act.
Yeah, you know, I try to explain to the members in Stuttering Arena that if you're going to go up and do a speech and you look like you're afraid or you look like you're not confident, then they're going to focus more on your speech probably. But if you go up smiling and know what you're talking about or whatever, then they're going to not pay attention to how you're saying. They're going to be paying attention to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope some of them take that into consideration when they do speeches, because a lot of people are members, you know, pokes up when they're going to do a speech and they're terrified, but you just kind of got to go with it, you know, and not get so nervous. And that helps a lot, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Go with the flow and just be confident that you're doing the very best that you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Two more questions before we begin to wind down.
Okay.
What would you say has been the most challenging part of your stuttering experience?
I guess the most challenging has been just going out in the world by myself, kind of not relying on everybody else to talk for me. Because usually when I was younger, if I went to order something, I would make everyone else order for me. So just facing the world head on has been a big challenge for me. And meeting people, especially with work. Because now I'm getting to my professional kind of part of my life. And even with my job now, it was tough. It was, you know, a very stressful situation for interviews and everything. So just doing that has been challenging. But yet the challenge has also forced me to speak better. So kind of like good thing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And leading right into that, what would you say has been one of the benefits of having a stutter?
The benefits probably would be that it has made me kind of the person I am today. It's part of why I am today. It's, you know, the fact that I'm different, unique, I call it, I like to say, has helped me look at people not in a bad way. If someone else has a problem, you know, with some kind of disability or they're just different, I like to, you know, get to know them better and make them feel better about themselves if I notice that they don't feel better about themselves. So it has made me more understanding for others, and I'm very thankful for that because it has helped me be able to make friends better and really touch other people's hearts in different ways or in ways that I've never dreamed I could before. So it's been a really nice journey with that.
Hey, I love the way you said that, and it's about the journey, not the final destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm hoping that a lot of people from the Stuttering Arena will tune in when this is published. What one message do you hope that people listening from the community will take away from your story?
To just speak no matter what and don't care about what other people think, because, you know, things could be worse. We could be blind or deaf. I mean, you know, stuttering is horrible for us to experience every day, but we have a voice still, and you have a wonderful voice, so keep talking.
Terrific. So, Samantha or Sam, it's been such a great honor to have you as a guest, and thank you so much for being so honest and confident and sharing parts of your story with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pam.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.